acid in his body. He can die from too much acid, just as if he had injected hydrochloric acid into his veins. Too much acid meant death. But the body could compensate by breathing rapidly, because in that manner the lungs blew off carbon dioxide and the body's supply of carbonic acid, which was what carbon dioxide formed in the blood, decreased. A way to get rid of acid, rapid breathing. And Andromeda? What happened to the organism when you were acidotic and breathing fast? Perhaps fast breathing kept the organism from getting into your lungs long enough to penetrate to blood vessels. Maybe that was the answer. Again he shook his head, because a person with acidosis like Willis or Jackson was one thing. But what about the baby? The baby was normal. If it breathed rapidly, it would become alkalotic, basic, too little acid, not acidotic. The baby would go to the opposite extreme. He thought of the baby, its face turning purple, the little eyes wrinkling, the mouth toothless and smooth-gummed, shrieking, scared to death. And then the birds, with the fast metabolic rate, the fast heart rates, the fast breathing rates. The birds who did everything fast. They too survived. Breathing fast. Was it as simple as that? He punched keys at his computer. At last the program was set. On the display screen he saw what he wanted. Growth of Andromeda as a function of pH, of acidity, alkalinity. The results were quite clear. The Andromeda strain grew within a narrow range. If the medium for growth was too acid, the organism would not multiply. If it was too basic, it would not multiply. Only within the range of pH 7.39 to 7.43 would it grow well. He stared at the graph for a moment, then ran for the door. On his way out, he grinned at his assistant and said, "It's all over. Our troubles are finished." He could not have been more wrong. "The oxygen's going in," Stone said. "Stop it," Hall said. "What?" "Stop it now. Put him on room air." Hall was looking at Burton. On the screen it was clear that the oxygen was beginning to affect him. He was no longer breathing so rapidly. His chest moved slowly. Hall picked up the microphone. "Burton," he said, "this is Hall. I've got the answer. We're switching back to air. Now start breathing as fast as you can." Stone suddenly understood. "The child," he said. "It screamed." "Yes." "And the old fellow with the aspirin hyperventilated." "Yes, and drank sterno besides." "And both of them shot their acid-base balance to hell," Stone said. "Yes," Hall said. "My trouble was I was hung up on the acidosis. I didn't understand how the baby could become acidotic. The answer, of course, was that it didn't. It became basic, too little acid. But that was all right. You could go either way, too much acid or too little, as long as you got out of the growth range of Andromeda." "Listen," Stone said, "we can't keep Burton that way forever. Sooner or later..." "Yes," Hall said. "We'll alkalinize his blood." "Burton, look around the lab. Do you see anything we could use to raise your blood pH?" Burton looked.
"Oh, not really."
"Bicarbonate of soda, ascorbic acid, vinegar, anything?" Burton searched frantically among the bottles and reagents on the lab shelf and finally shook his head.
"Nothing here that will work."
Hall looked around the lab from his vantage point, and it was while doing this that he noticed the rat, a black Norway, sitting calmly in its cage in a corner of the room watching Burton. He stopped.